This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Your tailor is yapping your ear off about how you can't taper your jeans ankle openings to 4 inches because that's impossibly small and your feet won't fit through the hole. What would John
do? I've gone through this exact scenario, and I'm not joking. This is on Wall Street. There's a tailor that I went to, and he told me, "Are you sure your feet are going to fit through it?" And I just kept pestering him, saying yes. And lo and behold, the customer was always right, and I was the customer.
Nice.
A really confusing way of putting that.
Pick up the pants?
Pick up the pants. I'm wearing them right now, actually. And they do fit.
You stand up, it's tux pants.
They're impossibly tight.
All the right tightness in the wrong places. Oh, yeah, we're wearing jeans.
Who was delayed? Us?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm scared.
Same.
The tropical storm soundtrack. I'm not scared, actually. This is a nice vibe. It's relaxing, soothing.
Nice rain stick.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he has to be doing something really cool. It's going to be so cool.
Oh, God.
You were wrong, Micah.
Yeah.
He's shredding. This is kind of cool. Yeah. It's not, I don't know. It's mildly impressive.
It's just
the amount of effort that went into it makes it less so. Does that make sense? It's
yes.
Like if we asked him to do this and he whipped it out, yeah, and did it, we'd be, this is awesome.
Yeah, I was gonna say the circumstance makes it less impressive, right? But it's still awesome.
It's pretty good.
Do we think it's like the guitar's plugged in so it's going to sound good, or is his mic just in front of an unplugged electric guitar?
I think it's probably going to, we're going to rely on Ferris heavily, but it's going to end up sounding good.
For anyone wondering, Jeff was playing the electric guitar.
Yeah. There. Oh, and you were right. Just microphone on the guitar. Cool.
I spilled my water over every cable that I have on my desk.
Just now?
Just now. That's absolutely correct. I'm going to take a photo and text it to all of you.
Wow.
Oh, God.
I can't wait to see.
A start.
Welcome to the roast.
Jake, we're not doing a roast.
You're a little,
I won't be roasted,
left of center in your comedy. Micah, your hair is curlier than I'd prefer. Marika, let's do away with the glasses, four eyes.
This isn't a roast. This isn't a roast. That's just an insult. Roasts are like, and he's gone. He turned his camera off. I hope actually that was your computer breaking. That's what I hope.
It was a lot of water in this photo, and the glass was frosty.
Oh.
Which I'm jealous of. Would love a frosty glass.
Like frosty cold?
Yeah.
I didn't get this photo.
It's on Slack.
There you go. That's why. Oh my God. Yeah, that's wet. And that
he
that
is
was
cleaning
ice water.
It up right now. Yeah.
It's so funny.
Definitely
to see.
Got onto a little black book, which I would be very interested to know
the song lyrics,
the contents of.
The tiny purple guitar pick in the mess.
Hey, sorry really about that.
The source of everything.
Back at it
sorry.
Again on a Friday, a bonus Friday in a way, because every episode that we do of the show is not a given.
Interesting.
I didn't prepare anything today. The guitar thing.
Why am
was,
I on this episode?
What's
then?
That?
What like? I listen to other episodes where you have segments. You like you play games. I miss Jeopardy.
Jeopardy then, was great.
Yeah, it was great. I mean,
yeah,
the questions
you can't do
were
Jeopardy
bad,
every
but like
Friday.
Couldn't even do it once. But to be clear, this is fucked up because now I'm on and you plan nothing. This is one of the episodes where you yell at us to wax. Right?
Wait, what did he say?
I wanted to get back to the roots of the show, which is a company happy hour where we talk about the inner workings of the network.
I don't know if that was entirely.
No, I was
the
never
inner workings.
That was never the conceit of the show.
All right. Then let's just wax.
Yeah, there we go. There it is.
Another,
how are you, Jeffrey?
Another name for this podcast is Let's Just Wax with an exclamation point. You just spilled.
I am I'm frazzled by the spill, honestly, because I have so many expensive, like the most expensive things I've ever purchased are all on this desk and then next to it with this guitar. So
can
to
you
spill
tell us
water,
what's, can you tell us what's in the black book that the water got dangerously close to?
That is a little notebook where you write down three goals for the day and then you check it off.
Yeah, I would love to hear some.
I've
what's
never
here
used
yesterday.
It.
Oh, okay. You know, I once had a really dangerous podcast related spill. It was in the early days of the pandemic. And yeah. I like, do you guys remember the desk that I built for myself in that closet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I had like a cabinet door laid across on a filing cabinet with some books on top, right, propping it up to like desk height. And I was really proud of myself. It was the day that I had constructed it, and I filled up an ice water with like LaCroix lime, and I was ready to settle in for a podcast. I went to cross my legs, and I just kicked the cabinet straight up. Everything slid down into the corner along with the ice water. It was awful.
It was.
So I know how it feels.
Kind of trendy.
Yeah.
Word of the week. Trendy. I knew that it was that, so I just wanted to get the thou.
You fuck. It wasn't even related to what I said.
Yeah, but I still got it. None of you guys said trendy.
Yeah. Well, and you knew it was the word of the week, and you sort of shoehorned it in.
This is the first time this has ever happened. Shoehorn is next week's word of the week.
No shit.
Whoa. So I guess you got to split
what's the cash prize for that?
It's $1,000 for the word of the week. So I guess I'll Venmo you $500.
Well, why would I split that? Because I got the word of the week.
Because you
next
got it
week.
A week in so advance.
I got that on my. Getting it a week in advance is only worth half. It feels like it should be worth double.
No.
Just nods.
You can Venmo me at $500, but I'm going to request an additional five.
Micah. I feel like it's been a whirlwind for you these past couple weeks.
God damn it. That went through. You fucking asshole.
You really did it?
Yeah, he did it.
Yeah, of course.
Does he expect it back?
Yes.
I really need it back is the thing.
Yeah.
You guys remember when that first came out? God, that was funny, right? This whole episode is a cry for help. I don't have enough support from the network. We don't even have a marketing officer. I've gotten no press for doing this show. I've gotten no cash for doing this.
Don't we give you cash for this?
I get paid hourly.
Pay
that's
you.
True.
Yeah.
But what if I said no and I went on strike? Because this is one of our biggest shows.
I don't think it is.
Really? Everybody keeps congratulating me on how big the numbers are.
It's a popular show. It's a good show.
It's doing well.
It is. And I do congratulate you.
Yeah, it's a quick growing show.
No, I mean like support from the network.
I mean, I don't know what I can do.
You sell ads.
Yeah, we sell ads for your show.
That's true. And half the time I forget to record the ads because I'm always shocked.
Yeah.
I'm always shocked that it sells. Past 2 weeks I've gotten them in though. I've gotten the ads in.
Yeah,
who's advertising on this show?
BetterHelp, StockX, and did I mention Honey?
Not yet. And until then.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you said three things, so you would know if you had mentioned it.
Yeah. Let's talk about New York. You guys are all in New York. What's that?
I just said, yeah. I said, I quickly agreed with you. I barely even registered for anybody else.
I might have to make the move.
No shit.
Yeah. Really?
I'm thinking Hudson Valley.
Oh. So that's like, I would see you probably less than when you live in LA.
Well, Billy and I, we're devising this plan to get rich and fast and then buy a house in Hudson Valley.
Nice. What's your plan to get rich fast?
Crypto, swindling, staying humble, because people seem to like that in terms of like capitalism. Mm-hmm.
How much money do you need saved to buy a house in Hudson Valley?
And the thing about being rich, Marika, actually, is that you don't ask questions like those. That's what poor people
yes,
do.
Fortunately for you, you're still broke. You need me to Venmo you $500 back, right?
If you don't do that, I cannot pay rent in the next 6 days, correct?
Okay, cool. So I have to do that right now.
I just got the Chase low balance alert.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So sad. What are your search parameters in HV? Like how high north, how far west, how far east? Are you going into the Berkshires? Are you going into Northwest Connecticut?
Yeah.
Are you going towards Pennsylvania? These are the things I want to know.
I want Woodstock or Hurley because I want that Kingston access. Billy seems to be not only infatuated, but obsessed with the idea of Hudson proper.
Hudson proper.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That's what I was saying. Nice. Very nice.
yeah. No, it's tough. I think from a strictly commute from the city standpoint, I think staying east of the Hudson is actually a pretty smart move.
That's what
Kyle
says.
You don't need to worry about going over that GW bridge.
Yeah.
It's not where you want to be on a long weekend.
That's true. I just like Woodstock. You know, it has that allure.
You can get to Woodstock easily from Hudson.
Yeah, but if people say, where do you live? And I say Woodstock, that can't help but give me some sort of clout and make Micah smile. Mm. Like he is right now. Look at the smile on that guy. It's all because I might be in Hurley.
I do like the town name Hurley. I think High Falls is
wearing
my favorite
Hurleys.
Town.
Really? High Falls?
High Falls.
I mean, I like Hurley because it's right on that lake. Lake Louise, what is
it
called?
How about Stone Ridge? Stone Ridge is a good one. Stone Ridge is a great one too. The lake you're thinking of is the Ashokan Reservoir,
I think. That's the one, yeah. High Falls, New York. That's not even near any of these places.
Yes, it is.
Stone Ridge. It's near Stone... Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. That's a nice spot. That's a nice spot because it's south of the mountains. So you'd have to go over the mountains to get where you're going, but you can still go into the mountains.
Are you trying to buy acreage or you're trying to build a house?
You're laughing at Marika for what? You're the one that's talking about
you guys are entertaining
buying a house with your friend.
I don't have money to do it. Billy's the one who has money.
You're always talking about how you
want
to buy a house.
I want to, sure. Guess how much money I lost on safe.
So now why don't you want to talk about it?
Because I don't have a gambling addiction that's going to make me the money. Listen, we need a compound. We need an artist's hideaway where there's basically a main house and a guest squeeze.
Mm.
Did you guys vote for Maya Wiley?
I actually didn't vote in the New York election.
You're a fucking idiot. I'm sorry, but this is like one of the most important elections in recent New York City history.
I know. I know. I went. I mixed up my polling place.
I don't think so.
I couldn't vote.
I think that you're one of those, I don't need to participate because guess what? The election results don't even affect your ass.
That's not true.
Really?
They affect me greatly. Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. You're politically intact, in tune. Micah, who did you vote for? Maya Wiley?
I'm still registered in Connecticut, so I didn't vote in New York.
These are wastes. Wastes of votes.
Marika? Well, he voted for Governor Ned Lamont in Connecticut, so don't worry about that.
All right. Ned Lamont is good. He's good to have. I don't know anything about him or what he stands for, but Marika, who did you vote for and why wasn't
he's
it?
He's a Trump
Wiley?
Republican. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I did vote for Maya Wiley.
Then why didn't you back me up on Tuesday? We did a bit. I don't know if you guys have heard it yet, Hurwitz Squared, but basically I said Maya Wiley the company really endorsed her. For New York City Mayor.
Nice.
Why didn't I back you up? Number one, because it was too late. That was literally the day to vote, as I said. And two, we're a company we can't endorse, as Amir said.
Candidates for
but
mayor?
I did vote for Maya Wiley.
Right, very good.
Who'd you vote for comptroller?
I don't remember his name.
Same.
Billy Brick is staying with me right this week, and he made a really funny joke last night. He said, instead of John Mayer, it's John Comptroller, and he's just sort of fine at music.
Pretty good.
It's okay to laugh.
It's a joke for you, 100%.
I also did laugh.
That's good. The shadow bit on your Instagram was funny, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy. That. Should I get a tat? I'm feeling yeeted recently, so I might need to get that commemorated with a tat.
You're feeling what?
Yeeted.
What's yeeted?
I think it means, like, excited.
Oh. So what would the tat be to commemorate feeling excited?
It's like a text smiley face right here.
Oh, I've seen you rock that on IG. So yeah. You would have that and be like, what does that mean? It's like, there was a time in the summer of 2021 where I was yeeted.
Feeling yeeted.
And I guess I didn't want to forget that feeling. Yeeted.
I didn't want to. I wanted to remember that there was a time that I was yeeted and that I could get back to that place of being exceeded.
Yeah. And then you could turn that frown upside down is what you would do because you would have the smiley face.
As I do that, I break my arm. Oh, of course. Micah, tell me about your personal life. I don't know a lot about you. But, you know, I know we joke around a lot. I know we slack each other often. But tell me about your personal life.
That's such a funny question. Tell me about ask a personal question. You can't.
What are you excited about right now? Or should I say yeeted?
Summer in New York. I just moved back to Brooklyn.
Okay.
Because I spent a lot of time in Connecticut over quarantine. So I moved back to Brooklyn, moved in with my girlfriend. And I'm excited for summer in Brooklyn. Things opening back up.
Brooklyn Barge.
The Brooklyn Barge closed, actually.
For good?
It's closed.
Because I told a lot of people who were visiting New York to go check it out.
There's other
It is closed.
Bars
they,
near
they,
there.
They,
yeah, there's actually kind of not.
They'll be
right,
fine.
No,
it's like sort of desolate.
They'll walk back up to Franklin. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's Ramona's. There's Three's Brewing.
Exactly.
It's fine.
Yeah, they'll have to go back there. But they won't be on the water, which is what they went there for.
No,
but
then it'll be like a funny memory.
And the
like,
pink
you remember
pirate
that
frozen drink.
Luckily, none of them have gone, so thank good. God.
All right,
what are the new bars? What are the places that you guys are excited to be at and seen at?
That's a good question. What are the bars that we've been going to? Iona. I mean, these aren't new bars. They're like bars that we like. But yeah. Iona is this kind of like divey football
Battery
place.
Harris.
I haven't been back to Battery Harris yet, actually. I might never go again.
Have you guys been to the Springs?
The Springs.
I haven't,
recently?
But I wanted to for a while.
Where's the Springs?
I went there recently on the weekend. There was like no one there. It's on, my God, what street is that? I guess Barry? I don't know.
Mm.
No, it's in Greenpoint, pretty high up towards the bridge.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm bad at street names. But it's like they have a huge patio has like a little fountain back there, and it's like very tropical vibes, and a food truck's there.
That's fun.
That's nice.
Highly recommend.
Oh, there's a new bar right near the office called Nikki's Unisex, and that's a cool spot.
Damn, Daniel.
Thanks.
You know what else is by the office that I saw on my bike back from the Brooklyn Navy Yard?
Mm.
A giant. Nope. I mean, it is.
It is.
There's a giant That's Dawes poster that we need to go to.
I've seen the That's Dawes poster. I have seen it.
Yeah.
There's one by Vital in the climbing gym, too.
I want to check out that climbing gym so bad. I'm back at climbing. My finger's better.
Is it better?
It's good.
Mike actually had a pulley injury. Is yours better, too?
Yeah.
A2?
No, it still hurts.
Wait, what is
tape it.
What is that injury? Because I have a finger injury, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I've said this like A2 pulley injury around a friend of mine who's a doctor, and she told me that's not a real thing. So I think it's just a climbing injury. I think it's like just something climbers talk about, maybe. I don't know if like a pulley is an actual part of your hand.
I thought it specifically was. It's like the tendon tissues, like the things that surround your tendon.
She might be a bad doctor, but I think it could just be a tendon issue, and we call it a pulley.
Yeah, because you use your finger to pulley you up, you know?
Okay.
I don't know because it's like a pulley.
Who would make up an A2 pulley strain sounds so medical?
It kind of does, but like also, you know, when you get a blister when you're climbing, they call it a...
It's medical.
They call it a flapper eyes.
Medical.
What is this?
What is that? Is that a...
It's
is that a Jacob
Amir?
Amir?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I say it's digital, right? In that voice?
Correct.
Because I'm talking about Bitcoin.
Something like that.
Yeah. Amir's asking me like why it's good, and I just start singing it's digital.
I thought that was a song parody, but I've been rewatching them because you guys keep posting them to Instagram and TikTok. Anyway, I truly did not mean to derail at that time. We're talking about something interesting for once.
No, yeah. So your pulley injury is better.
It's not 100%, but like I'm doing fours injury. Again. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. You're on fours?
Are you taping it up?
Yeah, so I do like an X with the tape.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Yeah,
the
X with the tape and then just kind of wrap it around hither than thither. And
I love it.
It works.
I kind of want to tape my fingers just to like look cooler.
Like Mamba.
At the gym.
Yeah. I felt really cool walking to the gym this morning with tape on my finger. I wasn't there yet. I just had the tape on my finger. It felt
that's
awesome.
Cool.
I might tape up my finger before we go out tonight.
It's kind of like boxer wraps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which always seem very cool.
It shows that you know what to do in that way.
Yeah.
You have to come to the gym with us when you visit. It's so sick.
Yeah, I think I'm going to come in
August.
It
seems like a place that I dreamt into existence.
Truly, it's insane. It's all on a roof, right? Have you ever almost fallen off?
There are a couple, like there's a top out boulder on the roof that like you climb over and you just like have a view of the New York City skyline. It's incredible. But there's like some hairy top outs up there that like feel a little shaky. And then there's like, it's twice as big inside downstairs. So it's just like,
really?
It's massive. It seems like it never ends. Yeah.
Saba and I have been going to Hollywood Boulders more and more, and there's this double dino four. Oof. And it's just like from start, dino, from there, dino to the top. It's not even to another hole.
That's awesome.
And I did it.
Saba was always a good climber.
Scraping my hands.
You did it though?
I did it, yeah. Yeah, Saba's really good. He can do fives.
Wow. Respect.
I was doing
Does
fives.
Billy Burke climb?
He came with us on Sunday and he was pretty good. Yeah. He's doing threes.
Solid.
But I was doing fives like 3-4 years ago. And then that's when I tore my chest because I got too excited.
Yeeted.
Yeah. I was too yeeted on the day. Yeah. What'd you say, Marika?
I said awful.
Why don't you add
tearing
to some
chest?
Positivity for once? All you ever do on this show is tear me down. Maybe try building me up and see what happens.
You said you tore your
I'll
chest.
Take that note.
You said I tore my chest, and Marika said that sounds awful. That's if anything, I feel like that's supportive of a friend to say.
You're not gonna sing over this?
Major key alert. When you're trying to connect with a new friend, I think the best way to do it is to open up to them. I think it was Harry Styles who said that you can be vulnerable only with others who are also vulnerable unto you.
I like that.
He said that.
In theory. I don't think Harry Styles said it. Sorry, were we going to discuss it or did you want to just say that? Okay. I was thinking that like just being vulnerable to somebody can actually be a little off-putting. You have to meet them where they are. And kind of be vulnerable about something that is like relatable to them. Otherwise, it feels a little bit like you're like dumping on them.
Venting,
Yeah.
Have you ever vented over a venti?
Avanti. Probably.
So it's in Italy.
Yeah. Right.
And you're like,
I
come
probably
on.
Have.
Yeah.
No, but like Billy's been staying with me this week and like we were like kind of friends before this. Like we would just text each other bits, but now we've been like waxing about and life and at general, really. And now I feel way closer
nice.
To the guy. Like, he's a little fucker, but I love him to death.
Sounds like a friendship.
It really
which
does.
Which is nice to have.
That's great. We're happy for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Are you and Billy the same age?
What'd you say?
Are you and Billy the same age?
No, he's 21.
And you're 23?
Correct.
Wow. You guys are going to really tear shit up this
Mike,
summer.
Like, you're 27? 28?
27.
Nice. How do you feel?
The youngest I've ever felt in my life.
No, like not physically. I mean, like hanging out with Billy even. I was just talking to him about this last night. It's the first time I'm not the youngest in the room. And that can't help but make me feel some type of way. Do you feel old or do you still feel young?
I just answered that. And then you clarified.
I feel young.
You gave me a long example and then you said, do I feel young or old? I feel slightly more wise. I don't know, man.
Sorry.
Oh, wait, hold on. You didn't answer how I wanted you to.
He's actually crying.
I'm really crying. You said it in a way that was exasperated, but also you still don't give a shit. You're like, I just answered that. Sorry. Oh, Ferris cut that out. I wanted to make it seem like we're not having fun. I think it would be fun to do an episode of this show that I don't host.
Who would you want to host?
What do you feel is the host's role?
To come up with like two segments and to like keep things moving.
Got it, got it.
But you know who could be good is Mo Welch.
Sure.
I mean, Mo Welch is awesome. Yeah. You said up top that the purpose of the show was to have a company happy hour and talk about the inner workings of HeadGum. So it feels like having somebody that doesn't even currently have a HeadGum podcast host would be like kind of a curveball.
Yeah.
That the audience would want to hit. That's closer.
You guys come up with something, a topic of conversation. You want to talk about the F1 thing, Marika? Yeah, Jake here.
Sure.
French Cup, French Grand Prix.
Jake didn't watch that one.
I read
about
it.
It was kind of boring. Today, though, did you see, because it's a practice for the Austrian Grand Prix, Bottas spun out in the pit lane.
In the pit lane?
Was driving away, and then his car just turned into McLaren's area.
How? Why?
The
they
tires,
didn't fasten
I don't
the tire,
know.
Huh? Was it? Jesus, that's the tire. T-Y-R-E, of course.
T-Y-R-E.
When I say the word tire, everyone should know that I'm spelling it. Like,
wait, that's the British
head.
Way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff, I just feel like you passed it off, but you could be looking up at the screen, right?
Sorry.
No, that wasn't an apology. That wasn't an apology. That was like a, I'm sorry you're talking to me.
Yeah. Just like a moody little teenager.
Sorry.
The other sporting event that I'm very into right now is the... sorry? Was that an
that
accident?
That one has a
was that
long
water
delay.
On your soundboard? Okay.
Yeah.
The European Cup. The Euros.
The Euro.
The 2020 Euros.
Billy might go to the Euro final.
What?
I don't know why I keep bringing him up. I just spent a lot of time with him this week.
At Wembley?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. His family's like big into soccer.
Can he bring me? He's a fan of Jake and Amir. How cool would it be for fucking Billy if I went to the footy match with him?
Yeah,
what do you say?
He likes the series, but I'm pretty sure like he was talking to me about
can
how
you
he doesn't
imagine
hang out with you guys.
Billy's fucking hero, Jake, from Jake and Amir?
I think his hero is probably Bob
of college
De Niro.
Humor. Well, hold on. Hold on. All
right.
Jake from Jake and Amir. The guy, the it's digital, Bitcoin's digital guy.
What is that?
Right? That's the fucking bit that you did you love so much that you fucking referenced when you said it's medical. You said you were obsessed with it as a tween. And I feel like
so what does that do with Billy going to the fucking Euro final?
That I'd be on the fucking plane with him.
He's going with his family.
He would sit next to me. His family doesn't have to go. He could go with his hero instead of his dad or his brother. I would fly first class. I would be happy to do that.
I'm saying even if you got to go,
and it's a small price to pay that I just have to hang out with a super fan for a weekend and I'd get to see the match.
He's
sure he'd probably like quote videos at me and make me sign stuff and take selfies.
No one's ever made you sign anything
all day, but I feel like it'd be worth it because I'd be able to see fucking Ronaldo.
That's not even a guarantee that you see Ronaldo. I think
you don't think Portugal's gonna be in the goddamn final.
Given the option between going with you and not going at all, he'll choose the latter. So I think
really?
I'll cut this. Yeah, really.
This is fucked up.
Did you sign with yet?
Did I sign? No, I didn't. I didn't sign with. yes.
WME? You did sign with them.
What are you talking about?
We've been with
WME. Yeah, we've been working with them since Ferris cut this out.
I knew that you've been working, but I thought they were hip pocketing you, seeing if you were a viable candidate for gigs.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't know. I've never signed anything with an agent or manager.
Neither have I.
I don't know what it means to be hip pocketed versus like they're your reps. But we didn't sign anything, but we are officially rep by them. We also might have signed something. I don't remember.
How's the series coming?
I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you about it, but it's only because I feel like I've heard Amir talk about it and he's pretty cagey when he talks to you. I don't think there's any reason not to, except for the fact that you sometimes like say people's addresses and financial information.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah,
just,
yeah.
It feels weird to share things with you sometimes.
We should say Los Angeles, California. Yeah, whatever the area code is.
That's you nailed it. So that all has to be bleeped.
Selling your house.
That's right.
Any offers?
Thank
yet.
You.
Yeah.
Let's bleep this entire.
That's doubling your money.
Let's bleep this. let's bleep this entire thing.
And then, Mike, how much is your rent in Brooklyn?
I split it with my girlfriend.
All right. Very good. Very good.
It's market rate. It's average.
It's average. That's a good place to be. The middle 50%. I've never thought about it like that.
What's your rent? $1,600 a month?
Less.
Your portion is 16. Your portion is 14.
My portion's 14.
Very nice.
My room currently smells like pork because your boy was porking last night.
Gross.
I had an Al Pastor taco that I didn't quite finish, and so it's in my trash.
So I ended up jacking off with it at 2 a.m.
A taco that you didn't quite finish?
Correct. That's absolutely correct. You actually nailed it there, Marika.
It's so small. It's just like a bite. It's two bites.
Why couldn't you get through the taco? It was a street taco, so it would have been like three or four bites.
Fucking look at me like
all
that.
Right.
Like I interrupted you in the middle of a really important thought.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
I guess this is the confessional portion of the evening. Do you guys have anything that you want to kind of get off your chest? I have something big, but I would save it for the end probably because it might be the last thing I say on a HeadGum podcast.
Wow.
I don't know. Don't say it, right?
Yeah,
like, are you afraid that you'll get canceled?
I'm afraid I'll get fired.
I have a confession that I felt a little bit bad about.
Right.
Yeah.
do you remember that plant that we had at the office, Marika? The like palm frond that was dying, but it was too heavy to take outside. So we kind of put it on the roof to see if I put it on the roof to see if it would naturally come back to life. But it didn't. And then it turned into winter and the plant really beyond died, you know? Then it was all like waterlogged and somebody had put like beer cans in there. So I had to dump out the water. So we came back to the office to open it up. I dumped the water out. I let it dry a little bit and then I brought it downstairs to throw it out. And I went to throw it in the dumpster, but the dumpster was full and I couldn't put the plant in there. So I had to leave the plant on the ground next to the dumpster. And I felt like that was just kind of giving somebody else a chore.
I don't think you took the water or beer can out of it.
I did. the beer can was
go
in
off,
there.
Micah.
The beer can. By the way, thanks for your help.
The beer, I took out the footstool.
Yeah, you took out the stool.
Micah.
I took out the water.
Micah.
There was still some water in there.
Are you kidding me?
It wasn't completely empty.
If I start join the chant, right? There's only four of us.
Oh my god.
Is drinking water.
Suddenly, I look like a fucking idiot.
Suddenly, you've looked like an idiot for fucking months on this show. Nothing sudden about it. It's a slow assassination of your character.
Wow. I didn't know you felt that way about me.
You didn't?
Micah, do you have a confession?
Maybe you have a confessional for that.
You go, Marika. I'll think of one.
I don't have one. I feel like I live my life in a pretty upstanding way, I think.
I have a confession. Right, that's HeadGum Cash related. We have a...
Careful, everybody.
We have a card. We have a card for the Goat Show where we like will buy the products and then we return them for the most part afterwards, as long as they're returnable.
Yeah.
I got some stuff on Amazon on the Goat Show credit card and then I returned it and I accidentally selected to put the amount back into my Amazon balance. So I had like, I guess I took like $60 or $70 from,
wow,
from HeadGum.
Wow. You're,
oh, that's
you're
pretty damn. Yeah.
You're fired for that. You think I can't fire you?
No.
Yeah, I think I can.
It's the doctor-patient confidentiality. You're not supposed to let this go outside of the podcast.
Yeah, it's a, why did all you, we care, why it's
did,
a fucking
why
bit.
Did you put... You can't just lift the Hippocratic Oath and put it into this show. You don't just say doctor-patient confidentiality when you confess
host-guest confidentiality.
Yeah, embezzling cash.
Jeff
I think
agrees,
let's
and he's
get
the host
Micah
of the show.
A raise. Right? I think for participating in this, he's the only one participating in this entire podcast. Marika is coming at me, guns blaring. Jake's been texting me stuff throughout the year.
What's wrong with texting you throughout the year?
I don't fucking care. Yeah.
Jeff, do you know that I asked Jake whose texts make him laugh the hardest? Who's the funniest texter?
Yeah.
And he said you?
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Really?
That's so nice.
That's very kind.
Thought you'd be
let's
you'd be
see what the last thing that Jake said to me, because it's that's the last thing I would have guessed. The last thing I sent Jake, I was at this diner in Tahoe called Jack's at the Tracks. I sent him a photo of the or a video of me zooming in on the sign that said Jack's, and I said, "Where's Jill?" with a bunch of crying laughing emojis because she works at Jack's Media. And Jake said, like, I look like that guy because there's one guy when I zoom in that's near the sign. And I said, Jax. And then he didn't respond.
I truly had no idea what that text was. I watched the video and I did not see the Jax thing. And then when you wrote Jax back, I was just like, I don't get it. I didn't watch the video again.
There's a
it's
huge
a big
sign.
Ask to if you text somebody a video, I feel like it's a big ask for me to watch
it's
a video.
That's true.
Sure. I'll click on a photo, but be like, here's a video I want you to watch. It's like, damn, I barely have time. I saw a guy with long hair. And I was like, maybe, because the video just said, where's Jill? So it kind of makes sense.
Right. I feel like the joke would have landed better if it were a photo of the sign. But like a video, you're waiting for something to happen in the video to relate to the the text.
I do think you're a really funny texter, though.
That's
we
do cool.
Have, we have some energy.
Try telling that to my crush.
Who is she?
Does Ferris have to cut all this out, Jeff, or do you?
Usually, our workflow is that I do the assembly cut, and then he finishes and mixes and puts all the sax stuff in. The past 3 weeks, I've asked him if he could take it over because I'm working on this side writing project that I don't seem to have enough time to get to. But I still don't feel like I have enough time, so I'm just taking it back on.
That's the weird thing about time and creative projects. It's like there's no amount of time that will feel right. You really just
It's not the time.
Yeah.
It's that I hate writing. We gotta have something.
It's unclear. It's unclear where you're like what
we
you're cutting out. So I don't know if we just need to
right
fully
now.
Move on.
We should move on fully, but I'm saying that we need to have one piece of juicy, either a segment or like some kind of goss that makes it worthwhile for the listeners' ears. Because so far, I didn't prepare anything for this shit, and it comes through.
All right, you want to play? Let's play a game. We actually played this on the Goat Show.
Let's do it
this past week. It's the diving board game. So you remember when you were a kid, if you swam in a pool, you would do that game where you bounced on the diving board. Somebody would yell out category.
Yeah.
Like, pizza toppings. You bounce and you need to say pepperoni or something before you hit the water.
Yeah.
So that's the game. That's the game we're playing. First person to 5 points wins.
What are the points? Because there's no water.
Mike has a timer.
Okay. I'm gonna do a timer for 2 seconds, and then maybe Ferris, if he would be kind enough, to add a little bouncy diving board sound and then a splash sound after.
Yeah.
Or not.
And it's a small splash for a right answer and a belly flop splash for no answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a very graceful dive for a right answer.
And we can go.
Are
around.
We all competing against each other, or
yeah,
like at the same time?
We're all like, how about we'll do it like this, just in order of this Zoom. Jeff is with the lag, it might be tough. So maybe we should do three. I'm going to just ask you a question, Jeff.
And well, lag should be this for us. The lag should be the same.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess you're right. All right. Never mind. That'll be fine. Jeff, you're on the diving board. I'm next. After you jump, I'll go on. Marika, you can ask me and so on and so forth.
And let's play to 3 points. 5 points seems like it'll take a long time.
Yeah, you're
time, right.
Right.
All
right.
So you're going to say it for Jeff.
Yeah. Jeff is on the diving board.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Types of cars.
Mustang.
You didn't get it, I don't think.
What?
with the lag, it really
it sounded like he did.
I said it, and then I watched the orange thing go around, and then it beeped, and then you said I didn't get it.
Wow. All right.
All right. Sorry, you got it.
You got it. Jeff got it.
All right.
Okay. This is the time.
Marika, you shout out a category for this guy.
Oh, yeah, Marika. So say 3, 2, 1. I'll press the button, and then you say the thing.
No, you should... press the timer as soon as you hear the end of Marika's question.
But when you play the game, you're supposed to be in the air when you get the clue.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. Excuse me. All right.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Board game.
Clue.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, Micah.
You're doing me?
Or Marika.
I'm guessing?
Yeah.
You're saying the thing.
Yeah. Micah will give Marika the category.
Oh, God.
3, 2, 1.
New York restaurant.
Ramona's. That's a bar.
Wow. They don't have. It is more of a bar.
Nuts.
It's a cocktail bar. It's a cocktail bar. All right. So Jeff and I have one. Marika does not have any.
They were working as a waiter in a cocktail bar. And they have.
You have not gone yet.
I haven't gone yet.
Jeff, you're going to give Micah.
All right. I got it.
Yeah, you give Micah's category.
Yep. All right. Do you want to?
Yeah. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Washed Kings.
What?
Like LeBron, like hashtag washed king.
What are you talking about?
So it has to be like people that are washed.
Is that like a
like
Twitter
clean?
Trend?
Let's go again. Let's do another one.
All right.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Legal names of your sexual partners.
Micah doesn't get one.
You were set up to fail. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Ready, Jeff?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Stores at the mall.
Best Buy.
No.
It could be at a mall.
That's iffy. Yeah. That's iffy.
It is kind of iffy, really.
They would be in the mall complex.
Yeah.
Strip mall. We were looking for Hot Topic.
Yeah.
We were looking for Paxar.
An FYE. Yeah. A Sony store.
All right. I can take the lead right now with Marika's topic.
All right.
I'm going.
Yes, okay. You say 3, 2, 1, and then I start.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1, Michael Cera movie.
Oh, fucking Juno.
Wow.
Got it.
Yeah.
I can't believe you had enough time to say wow, fucking, and then.
Yeah. Well, you gave him 8 seconds on that round for some reason.
Yeah. Ferris edited it so it sounds like I have a minute. I got fucking air off that board. All right. So now Micah gives Marika. Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we should switch it up. I can give Marika's.
I don't think I want that because I'm already down one, right? So it doesn't bode well for me.
Okay. I'm gonna give Marika one.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Show on Hulu.
Penis 15.
God, I think that's my favorite moment of the HeadGum podcast ever.
We have to end it here.
Marika wins.
We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum podcast. Till then, you can follow me on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. Plugs, you guys have anything?
Follow Marika on
at
Twitter.
Marika Elam.
Yeah, that's my plug too.
Well, now I look like an asshole. Don't follow me. Follow Marika at Marika Elon across platforms. We'll see.
No, you can follow Jeff.
We'll see you guys again next week. And then I guess that's Daz, folks.
Oh, God.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.